This goes to Dr. T-H-A-R-U, M like Mary, A-R-A-J-A-H. Fax is 989-772-6784. Regarding Linda Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth, January 9th of 1943. Dear Dr. Thera Marajha, however you say it, the way I spelled it before. This is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Peterson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, history of aortic valve replacement, and chronic back pain. Her last visit was May 24th. She has gained 5 pounds since her last visit, and she's had a pain stimulator implanted for the last year, and now has been started on buprenorphine. It's B-U-P-R-E-N-O-R-P-H-I-N-E, once a week, in hopes that she can decrease the Norco use. She's supposed to use that only once a day, but she does use it sometimes 2 to 3 times a day as she was before. She has not had any hospitalizations or procedures. She does have such severe pain that she actually walks with the walker and has not been able to walk without assistance. She is able to empty her bladder, and bowels work well without incontinence. No vomiting, no nausea. She does have constipation because of the narcotic pain meds, but denies any blood or melina. Urine is clear, and it seems to be adequate amounts. No nocturia. She does have nocturia. It's up to 2 times a night. No cloudiness or blood. She does see Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, routinely for cardiology management also. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She is anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. I also want to highlight Diavan, 160 milligram daily. And Cymbalta was 60 milligram daily. That's been increased to 90 milligram daily. And she has completely stopped using ibuprofen. Physical exam. The patient appears comfortable. Color is good. Weight is 200 pounds. And blood pressure is 159 over 69. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done November 23rd of 2022. Her creatinine was 1.5. That is slightly higher than it has been during this year. However, it's not higher than she's been overall. She's been as high as 2.3 in March of 2022, and also 1.43 in 2017, so it has fluctuated, but she usually ranges between 1.2 and 1.3. Her calcium 8.8, sodium is 137, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 27, albumin is 4.1. Her hemoglobin was 11.2 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slight increase in creatinine, although it's not outside of her normal range. I did review that extensively with the family, with her and her husband, trying to explain stage 3 chronic kidney disease, which is her current kidney functional range. They were asking what could be done to improve this. Of course, we discussed low-salt diet, management of blood pressure, and also avoidance of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And I congratulated the patient on avoiding the use of ibuprofen in stopping that. She will continue to work with the pain clinic for pain control. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. It's Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.